Hello, friends, and welcome to the Healing the Feminine Meditation. My name is Crystal Lynn Bell, and I will be your guide for this journey. You can set the mood for this meditation by lighting a white candle and burning some frankincense essential oil. You can also burn any incense of your choosing. Just make your space inviting so that you can relax and let go. I do recommend having a box of tissues handy and maybe a glass of water nearby. Our process today is going to be simple. We are going to start with a relaxation and connection process to help us connect to our bodies and get our minds in a peaceful place. Then we are going to ask ourselves some questions and allow the answers to come to us through our bodies. We will let the sensations in our body be our guide to emotional wounding. Your job during this meditation is to stay focused on the sensations in your body and to open yourself to the feelings and emotions that lie beneath the sensations. When your mind jumps in with a suggestion or a distraction, simply release your attachment to the thought and come back to your focus on the sensation. So I will pose a question and you will sit still and notice where you have a sensation, such as tension, pulling, tingling, aching, or pain. When you notice an area, just sit with it. Do not try to fix it, and most importantly, do not adjust it so that the discomfort goes away. Instead, try to go more deeply into the sensation, saying to it, "I'm willing to feel this feeling." As you expand into the sensation, repeat in your mind the question I have just asked, and see what kinds of responses will come up for you. Remember not to attach to your observations, just notice and come right back to the sensations and the emotions that rest behind them. You might notice that the pain or sensation quickly withdraws, or you might notice that you get totally distracted by a thought or a feeling of irritability or confusion. These are signs that you are entering into a potential hot zone of emotion. Just say yes to what is happening and intensify your focus on the sensation as you sink more deeply into the feeling. The questions that I will be asking during the meditation are meant to speak to the feminine aspects of the self which have grown weary, blocked, or disconnected from the entirety of your person. These are the feminine aspects of the self which are holding a frequency of pain, destitution, brokenness, or grief and sorrow. These are the aspects of the feminine self that have been consistently denied as a coping mechanism so that you could move forward in your life. These aspects have not been dealt with. They are forgotten as memories and traumas that you have experienced, and they are functioning below the level of your conscious awareness. But although they are forgotten, they are still active and have a frequency which pulls more and more resonating energy toward them. And the longer the nuclei of these traumas are left to stay active, the more entangled they get in your personality, your dreams, your health, and your relationships, causing blockages and feelings of limitation, powerlessness, and even an overall sadness. Without real deep emotional healing, it is very difficult to separate the original trauma from your psyche so that you can enjoy a full and clear perspective on the world around you. In other words, This trauma will taint your vision and make you see the world through the prism of unchecked emotional trauma and the dissatisfaction that must follow. This meditative journey is meant to help you access your unconscious mind and the emotions that are lying quietly below the level of consciousness. By following the sensations in your body, you will be led to discovering what emotions are at play within you. This is an extremely loving thing to do for yourself. If you can imagine finding an abandoned little child and taking her into your protective care, giving her a voice, feeding her nourishment, and simply holding space for her while she comes to awareness of herself. This is a tremendous act of love and the very least that we deserve to give ourselves. Right now, many of us are feeling particular wounding or trauma around the feminine aspects of ourselves, and so this journey will help us create a map of our wounding, become aware of our feelings, sit in unconditional love with our feelings, and offer ourselves compassion. This is just the beginning of the healing process. Healing is a lifelong journey, and our work today is going to be about opening doors so that light may enter. So let's get started. I want to begin by helping you get grounded in the present moment. For your meditation, you can sit on the floor or on a mat or even on your bed with your legs crossed beneath you in the lotus position. Or you can even lie down in Shavasana. You can also sit on a chair or on your couch. Just if you're sitting, please make sure that the soles of your feet are firmly planted on the floor. If you have come to the edge of your chair, then that will allow you to plant both of your feet firmly on the ground. If you're wearing shoes, you might want to take them off and give yourself the opportunity to connect with your bare feet. This grounding is a really important part of having a good meditation, so be patient with yourself as you settle into your body and get into a position that feels really good and that you feel supported. So let's begin to connect to our body using our breath. Please take some slow, deep breaths in and out through your nose, focusing your awareness on your breathing as you make yourself comfortable in your chosen meditative position. And as you come into acceptance of your meditative sit, just bring your awareness to your breath and start to feel its movement through your body. Feel how your chest and belly expand as you inhale, and how your tummy pulls in and your chest lowers as you exhale. Just sitting in awareness of your breath for a few moments. And now let's do a little connection scan to become aware of any areas of tension or tightness in our bodies, any achiness or resistance that may be present, just bringing your awareness. And remember, you don't have to try to fix the tension or tightness, just let them be. These aches and pains, tingles and prickles, will act as spirit guides on our journey today. So just take some deep breaths and become aware of what's happening in your body. Continue to breathe slowly and gently as you bring your awareness to the top of your head. And just sense or imagine your awareness beginning to spread down from the top of your scalp. Touch the muscles in your forehead and temples with your awareness. Notice your brows, your eyes, your cheeks, and your jaw. And just see if you can become aware of any tension or places where your muscles might be engaged or holding. And now let this peaceful feeling flow down into your neck. Feel it loosening every muscle, every fiber, touching with your awareness. With each breath you take, this relaxing feeling becomes deeper and warmer. It works its way deep into the muscles in your shoulders, soothing them, releasing them. And this peaceful feeling flows down from your shoulders into your arms. It loosens the muscles in your upper arms, your forearms, your hands, relaxing and soothing all the way to the tips of your fingers. As your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, and your thoughts seem to become lighter. You're slipping further and further into a dreamlike state of stillness and relaxation. Now bring your awareness to your chest and your stomach and feel how this area of your body gently rises and falls as you breathe. The peaceful sensation flows throughout this area of your body, soothing every muscle, relaxing every organ. Turn your attention to your upper back and feel this relaxing sensation flow all the way down your spine. As it gradually works its way down your body, feel every muscle in your back relax and unwind. Feel that the entire upper body has become loose, limp, and relaxed. And feel your hips relax as the peaceful feeling starts to work its way through your lower body. Relax your buttocks, the backs of your thighs, the front of your thighs. Feel all these large, strong muscle groups becoming looser and more relaxed with each passing moment. Soothing feelings of relaxation flow down through your knees and into your calves as your awareness spreads throughout your body. Your ankles relax, and now your feet, just allowing your entire lower body to relax completely, allowing any remaining tension from anywhere in your body to flow out through the tips of your toes. You're comfortable, peaceful, relaxed. Now it is time to leave the external world behind and to go on an inner journey. A journey to a place of deep inner stillness. With your next inhalation, just expand your awareness to include your whole body so that you are feeling a sense of oneness with your physical self. Take some slow, deep breaths, feeling yourself unified and complete. Please bring your hands to prayer position at your heart center. And take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths into your heart space, feeling it grow warm with your focus. And with your next inhalation, please intonate Om with me 3 times. You can release your hands to the mudra of your choice. You may want to place your hands palm up and open on your knees in a gesture to receive inspiration. Or you may want to place your hands palms downward to help you feel grounded. You may also place them in a Venus or Moon mudra that will help activate the divine feminine blueprint in your system. This hand position is formed by connecting the tip of the thumb and ring fingers at the tip in a firm but relaxed manner. You can rest your hands in this gesture with your palms facing upward in your lap or on your knees. And just becoming aware of your breath again as you get settled with your hands and your body. Feeling the energy flowing through your body. As you connect with your breath, feeling your chest rise and fall. I'm going to begin to ask you the questions for our work today. And please try not to chase the answers in your mind. Instead, keep your mind focused on the sensations in your body and the emotions that arise as you sink into the sensations. As I ask each question, your body is going to respond with many different sensations. Just take your awareness to the sensation that is grabbing your attention most in the moment and feel it. Observe it. And allow it. Here is your first question. In what ways am I not supported? In what ways am I not supported? Just pay attention to what your body is doing right now. What area is speaking to you? Take your awareness there and stay present with what you are experiencing. You don't have to try to make sense of the sensations that you're feeling, just feel them. And see if you can sense an emotional signature around them. Maybe this question makes you have a sinking feeling in your chest, or maybe you feel like you've just been winded and all your breath has been taken away. Just stay present with whatever you are experiencing without needing it to change. Use your breath to help you stay present. breathing into and out of the area that is holding your attention, giving that area the message, I am with you now, I am willing to feel this feeling. In what ways am I not supported? As you sit with the sensations and the emotions, you might notice that your mind is creeping in with distracting thoughts and concepts. Remember that this is a clue that you are on to something very important. Your mind will try to take your attention away from the things that will disturb its control over your life. So if you notice that you are getting distracted or irritable or bored or fatigued, it is a sure sign that you're tapping into something that is important to you on a very deep emotional level. Do not abandon yourself. Stay present and feel your feelings. Staying connected to your body, staying present with how you feel, I'm going to ask you the next question. In what ways have I been treated unjustly? In what ways have I been treated unjustly? Just allowing this question into your psyche and your body. Paying attention to what your body is doing. Taking your focus to whatever area is speaking to you the loudest. Being fully present with the sensations and letting whatever emotions rise up within you, just allow them to rise. I am here with you now. I am willing to feel this feeling. Just allowing your emotions to run their course while you sit with them in unconditional love. Just sitting in unconditional love, allowing your emotions to run their course as you explore how you have been treated unjustly. You might find that you are having some memories come up that are causing more emotions to rise, and this is a very good thing because they are revealing what wants healing. Do your best to sit in unconditional love with these feelings, these sensations, and these emotions, and be as present as possible. Take some deep breaths and expand your awareness to your whole body as we prepare for our third and last question. And if you're feeling off balance, just focus on your breath. Otherwise, just enjoy the feeling of connection to yourself and the full spectrum of emotions that are your birthright. Our last question. In what ways am I magnificent? In what ways am I magnificent? Just notice how your body responds. And take your focus to those areas that want your attention. Notice your acceptance or resistance to the question. Opening yourself to areas of tension or tingling. Lightness, heaviness. Allowing yourself to sink into the sensations, becoming aware of your emotions, and taking some slow, deep breaths. With love and deepest appreciation, I call forth my I Am presence and all of my soul extensions. I call on the presence of God, Goddess, Source of All to come through me, merging with my entire being, filling me with the light of truth and unconditional love to bring forth healing for my brothers and sisters on this day. I affirm this presence as my guide in all things as we come together to heal the wounded feminine inside us all. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we have experienced so much trauma, violence, and vicious attacks against the feminine in the physical world, and so now we are turning inward to create a space of healing and nurturing, to shelter and protect the vulnerable and worthy self that needs our attention. Beloved universe, source of all, when even one of us suffers, we all suffer and feel the wounding, though we may ignore it. But we are coming forth today seeking a conscious awareness of our own wounding, so that we may find deep healing within ourselves, and from that place of unity, love, and safety, we can go forth with integrity and make choices that support and love unconditionally the entire world. I call forth the I Am presence of all life, the cosmic Christ, Mahatma, Buddha, Jesus Christ, Saint Germain, Lord Kutumi, Vaiwamus, the Order of the Melchizedek, Sanat Kumara, Babaji, Baba Muktananda, the entire breath of the archangels, the angels of the sacred fire, the healing angels, the seven mighty Elohim, Helios and Vesta, Lord Maitreya, the great divine director, Lord Mahachohan, the Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Sai Baba, beloved Chohans of the Seven Rays, El Moria, Serapis Bay, the angels, devas, elementals, and the directing forces of nature, the heart and soul of Gaia, and all the other beautiful solar and cosmic beings of light throughout creation, who are helping with the ascension of Gaia and mankind. I call upon these loving beings to release all the blockages that are suppressing the magnificent expression of the divine feminine within us all. On our behalf, I pray guidance in experiencing and manifesting fully everything affirmed in this prayer and meditation for the highest good of all. I ask at this time for ongoing divine help in manifesting Christ consciousness and our I Am Avatar blueprint so that we may know the union of yin and yang, that is, heaven on earth. With divine love, joy, and with deepest appreciation, I place myself in service in every moment to Father, Mother, God, and all life on this planet. I place myself in service to all of the mighty Elohim, the ascended masters, archangels, angels, elementals, devas, and directing forces of nature, my beloved spirit guides, and my beloved ancestors. Through this inspired guidance, we are all healing and clearing that which is broken in the human psyche, which has manifested itself as a disconnection from the love what is truly feminine and truly divine. The following comes in as a message from some of the powerful entities who are helping humankind find balance and order. We ask your patience at this time as we form a crystalline grid around your planet. This grid is a structure of supreme elegance that is finely attuned to the cosmic Christ consciousness, the embodiment of unconditional love. It is being overseen by Serapis Bey, Lord Kutumi, the Order of the Melchizedek, and the beloved Master Kuan Yin. We are shining light on your planet and focusing our attention particularly on those areas where there is a disconnection from community, union, and family. We are shining light to those who feel isolated and alone. We are sending beams of platinum light filled with an effervescent energy meant to stimulate the release of negativity and powerlessness. Be not afraid of your own shadow or darkness, for it is just a mask placed over the light that lies within. We have established four infinity pillars within your planet, and each of these is a column of the powerful transmuting energy. This energy will act as a superhighway that will help to redirect the psychic debris caused by the fragments of the divided self. Those who reside near these poles will know that they have entered a zone of regeneration and will feel the shift in consciousness most powerfully. In order to benefit fully from the regenerative powers of these pillars of light, one must be prepared to release the attachment to the old ways of being. In other words, one must be prepared to allow the passing of one state and the emergence of another. This is an important step in transformation. One must be willing to release their attachment to what is unacceptable, violent, and abhorrent, so that love, life, and creativity may prosper. You stand on the edge of a great shift. Just bring your awareness to your heart center And with your next inhalation, imagine that you are inhaling pure, pristine, white light that is flowing directly to those areas where you experienced emotional wounding. Imagine that those areas are being bathed by this light as you inhale. And as you exhale, imagine that any sorrow or dense negative emotions are being flushed out of your system. Each inhalation fills you with pure white light that cleanses and purifies your soul. Each exhalation frees you of trauma, limitation, worry, pain, and doubt. As you inhale, affirm your innocence and purity, and as you exhale, release resistance to your perfection. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. And now just letting yourself enjoy the feeling of wholeness that you are embodying. And bringing your hands to prayer at your heart center, and with your next inhalation, intoning Om with me 3 times. Rub your palms together at your heart center for a few moments and then lay them over your chest. And just feel your heart warm with joy for the great service you did for yourself and the world this day. And just take some slow, deep breaths and become of the room in which you are resting. Begin to notice any sounds that are around you. Feel the temperature of the space and even maybe notice how your clothing feels on your skin. You can wiggle your toes and fingers and prepare yourself to come back into the material world. When you're ready, open your eyes. I want to thank you for joining me for this meditation to heal the feminine. You have many options for your next step in your healing journey, and definitely spending time feeling your feelings is powerful. But what do we do with these feelings now that we have become aware of them? What do we do with the original trauma? These are questions that I look at deeply in my videos and in my blog, so please pay them a visit on my website, www.crystallinbell.com. You can email me if you have any questions, and I offer a complimentary discovery session that you might enjoy. It gives us a chance to talk about your needs and to put together some sort of a healing path for you, or a coaching path, or whatever it is you need, even just some advice. You can email me or book an appointment, whatever you need. I'm here for you. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. I'm so happy to be part of your healing journey. Namaste.